touchdowns so many times, and knowing that we have the capability of scoring, and you know, only coming away with one touchdown so far, it's kind of upsetting. But you know, we know what we can do, and you know, this week we're going to try to work on it and see how we can improve. And this week and Saturday, we should get more.
Do you think getting in the touchdown would be a great relief on Saturday and maybe open things up for you guys offensively?
You know, getting an early touchdown, yeah, would definitely be a relief. Yeah, you know, that would kind of smooth things out, you know, get the pace going. So, yeah, pretty much an early touchdown would be great.
As receivers go, and you go out in reception try and catch balls sometimes, what's the mentality of trying to catch a ball as opposed to a drop? The difference between a catch and a drop?
A catch is a catch, and if you drop it, then you don't gain any yards. So,
right, obviously, but is there, you know, it's like, hard to put into words that kind of thing where how fine that line is between being able to make that play and not make that play?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had a couple of key drops on Saturday that if we made those catches, then, you know, the game might have been a different outcome. You know, I dropped a screen pass and, you know, bobbled another one. You know, everybody had their own say in what happened. But, yeah, you know, if we made those catches, you know, it probably would have been a little bit of a different outcome. So this week we're going to just try to focus on, you know, catching every ball, looking it in before we turn up field. So we should be good.
And 2 weeks ago, you and I really had some Wisconsin had some trouble running the ball against you and I. Has that opened your eyes up a little bit, and what have you seen out of the UNI defense?
It hasn't opened my eyes at all. You know, I'm just watching the film. We watched a little bit on Sunday, and, you know, they just played good fundamental defense, and, you know, Wisconsin couldn't really push it as much as they wanted to, but, you know, they had a couple of mishaps, and if they executed on what they were supposed to, they might have had more. So, I mean, it's not opening my eyes or anything. We're going to try to go and do what we can do, and, you know, we're not comparing ourselves to anybody else.
People often say that, like, success is contagious. Does it seem like, on a day like Saturday, like, are drops contagious?
Contagious? It might have turned out to look that way on Saturday, but they're not contagious. It's just, you know, we just weren't looking it in, and, you know, we know what we can do. We obviously can all catch the ball. It's not contagious, though. I wouldn't say it's contagious.
You mentioned that everybody has their thoughts on what's going on offensively. What are yours? What's been the biggest problem or the biggest two or three problems?
Offensively, it's just pretty much like details. You know, we've been executing, and we've just been driving downfield up and back, like, no problem most of the time. But, you know, it's just on some cases, like, we couldn't execute at the end, and that in turn, you know, you get field goals, or you get, you know, fourth downs and stuff like that. So it's all about details, and if we can execute, then those field goals turn into touchdowns, and then instead of 6 points, you'll see 26, 36.
Why do the yards get tougher on those last 20 on the field?
You know, everything's just more condensed, pretty much, you know. The shorter the field, you know, the more the defensive players are, you know, more together, and, you know, it's tougher to score, but that's no excuse. That's no excuse. We can always do it. We just got to execute.
Damon, what have you seen out of James Vandenberg these past couple of days since Saturday's game, and just the way that, I guess, he plays that role of the leader that you expect him to be?
You know, James is always going to be our leader. And, you know, after the game, you know, he was a little bit down. You know, everybody just kept our heads up, and, you know, we told him everything is going to be all right. You know, we just made a couple of mistakes during the game, and, you know, this week is just—it's a whole new game. We're not even thinking about last week anymore. And, you know, James is going to be ready. Everybody's going to be ready, so it should be great. So
do you feel that the criticism that he's getting for the issues that you guys had offensively, do you feel that they're unwarranted, or do you feel it's like something that should go all around?
Can you say it again?
But, like, do you feel that some of the criticism he's been getting for the issues you guys have had offensively, do you think that's unwarranted?
I haven't really paid attention to most of the criticism that he's getting. I try to stay out of the media, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, media is going to be media, and, you know, you have a bad game here or there, they're going to try to criticize you. But, I mean, we don't try to focus on the media. I don't even know what happened or what has been said, so I don't know.